The task of restoring Hawaii's forest is nothing short of monumental. To truly make a difference in protecting precious island ecosystems, it requires substantial financial investment, expenditure in man-hours, and a logistical train of plant materials and support for volunteers. Large organizations at the state and federal level may be able to muster such resources with the expertise to deploy them effectively. On the community level, though, these resources are sorely lacking, and the tasks that can be undertaken in order to combat invasive species are sadly limited. Restoration agroforestry is a way in which communities can combat invasive species by the development of sustainable forest systems using native plants as the main weapon. The plants are chosen for their cultural and economic importance to Hawaii, as well as their historic presence in chosen areas. The methods of restoration agroforestry have been trialed by the University of Hawaii's Tropical Forestry and Agroforestry Laboratory. In test areas, invasive weeds and other species have been shown to be on the decline, with native species taking the field. With the native species pushing out the invasive ones, their populations can then go on to serve as a cultural resource to be harvested sustainably. These techniques of restoration have the potential to be rolled out across Hawaii and beyond, and used as a decisive weapon in the battle against invasive species. Mahalo Aina is a collaborative effort of the Hawaii Forest Institute, County of Hawaii Department of Research and Development, and Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Christopher Phillips.